Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. This is a segment of the Brittany the Host podcast, and I hope you guys are doing well. You can stream this podcast on Spotify, Google, all the streaming platforms, and iTunes as well. I hope you guys are having a beautiful, blessed day. Happy Friday. It is May 27th. And I'm super, 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 super happy to be with you guys again today. I'm just excited. I'm excited. The weekend's coming up. We have a holiday on Monday, which I did want to tell everybody I will not be airing a live on Monday. So we will pick back up on Tuesday and I'll remind everybody at the end. But I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed day. So today's topic, we are going to talk about really being truly happy with exactly what we have now. I know we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but I was recently one of my really close friends' Instagram stories, and she's somebody who is really well known, really just has a lot of money, I'll say that. And just to hear the things that go on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about just made me really appreciate where I am, because we all want to strive to a new level. We all want to get to just somewhere higher and greater and to be our best selves and to make more money and to keep going and climbing up. But there's another side to it that we don't see. So it just really made me appreciate exactly where I was in this stage of my career and my life. And I want to challenge you guys to think about that today as well. So before we get into it, we're going to do a quick prayer. Then we're going to give our morning shout outs and get right into the topic. And I want you guys to chime in on this topic as well. Let me know what you guys also want to talk about, because it's Friday, so we can get into a little Q&A, loosen up a little bit, all up to you guys. But if you are not spiritual or religious, it is totally okay. I hope that it's okay that you let me pray for you anyway. And if you do not sign up for the Christian denomination, it is totally fine. Please stick around anyways. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up for another day. Thank you for allowing us to come together in fellowship and do what's pleasing in your sight. I pray that we all just get a little bit more knowledge, insight of exactly where we are and exactly what season we're in and exactly what you have called us to do in this season. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and go. You guys have racked it up in the comments. So thank you so much. Good morning, She Amber. Happy Friday. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Angel. Grand Rising. Grand Rising, yo girl. If it's your first time watching, let me know where you guys are watching from. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Brandy. Happy Friday, Turquoise. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Melody. Melindy. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And Grand Rising, Rich Rising to all my morning motivators out there. But it was just very interesting. Like, I don't want to spill too many of the beans because that is a friend of mine. And it was said privately, but it just made me realize how blessed we are to be where we're at with our bank accounts, no matter what they look like, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter if your dreams are unfulfilled. Good morning. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. And the reason why I say that, and is not to deter anybody to keep going, not to deter you from keep striving. We all should be striving to be our best selves. We should always be striving to, create as much wealth as possible for not ourselves, just our future generations and all of our goals. And if you want a house and property and family, then money is an extreme, extreme tool that we need in order to facilitate and make that happen. And on the road, sometimes to grinding it out, to chasing the bag, which I don't like that term anymore, but getting to the wealth status that we want, we oftentimes get very deterred from exactly where we are, or asking God, like, why isn't this happening fast enough? Why does it seem like everybody else is there and I'm not? And it dawned on me today, right, watching the post, it dawned on me today that, wow, I probably couldn't handle all of the things that she's handling at this point. You know, I hate the saying because I don't like to put a negative connotation with money. Like, I don't say money's evil. I do not say, oh, rich people are evil. I do not say, I don't even like more money, more problems. I don't like that term. But there is an ounce of truth to that, because I say new level, new devil, because when you have when you get to another level, it comes with different sacrifices. It comes with different responsibilities. It comes with, especially if you expand a business and have a team. Good morning. Oh, what's up? Hey, thank you. When we are on the rise and we start building these companies and you build a team and you're paying people, or you just have a lot of moving parts. Maybe you get a rental property. Maybe you get another investment property. I have a best friend who, like I told you guys before, has a triplex in Chicago and another property here and another property there. And it's sometimes the stress that they take on because they, you know, you got to level up. You got to continue to grow your portfolios. You got to continue to grow this generational wealth for your family. But sometimes we sit back and be like, well, why isn't that happening for us? Maybe because we can't handle it yet. Because there is a lot of stress and things that people take on that we have no idea about, that we don't see. And not to say that those things are bad. I rather, you know, have a little bit more pressure and a little, you know, to keep rising and keep growing. But in the midst of us not having what we want, in the seasons when we are maybe stifled or don't feel like things are moving in the right direction, I challenge you all to pray, ask God to reveal what's blocking you, ask God to reveal what's stopping you, ask God to reveal what you need to learn in this season to prepare you for what's to come, to prepare you for what you're praying for. Because sometimes we can have all these lofty prayers, right? Oh, Lord, I wish this and I want this and I want this. But if we were truly to get them, if he just dropped them on our laps tomorrow, could we handle them? Could you manage $1 million properly in the way that God wants you to manage it? You know, could you manage those rental properties properly? Could you handle all of the stress and things that come? Could you handle those kids properly that we've been praying for? Because it takes a lot to raise children, right? It takes a lot to care for them 24/7. That's the one job that you can't quit. That's the one job that's around forever. And we can get so doe-eyed and so like, I can't wait. And we can have, and we can put our happiness into the future, our happiness into these things, our happiness into, well, I'll be happy when I'm married, or I'll be happy when I have children. I'll be happy when the business takes off the way it takes off. Maybe you're right where you're supposed to be because there's things that you have to learn. There's a little bit more appreciation that you need in that season. And Dia says, yes, I'm trying to enjoy what I have while getting more of my own at my own pace. And I love that because everybody is different. And it doesn't make you a weak person or an undeserving person because you may not be able to handle that in that season. It just means that it's just not your time yet. It's just not, you haven't figured it out yet, or you haven't kind of come to God with it maybe yet. So just, I challenge everybody. Yeah, be happy now. Exactly. Shambra says, like, be happy now. Exactly. Because we don't know what's on the other side. We don't know what stress that may bring. And although we'll be prepared for it, because God doesn't give us in more than what we can handle and we are prepared to take on. But maybe we just need to be happy in this, because you hear all the time when celebrities get to a certain point or people that make albums, they always say, I miss the days when it was fresh. I miss the days when I was struggling. Not to say that we dream in a struggle. Absolutely not. But they say they miss the days in the beginning where they had to grind. They had to figure it out because their art was so much more precious. It was so much more real. You know, their friends were real. Their situations were a lot more real versus when they are successful and they have these people around them that they don't know. And all of these things that come with success come with, well, not much more so success. Success is defined by you. You can be successful right now with what you have. Success is benchmarked by you, not society, not your best friends, not your parents. So your success is decided upon you. You can say, well, I'm successful right now. And that is just totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to having that added responsibility, I'll say, not the success, but the responsibility. And then on the other side for them, it's the fame, right? And most documentaries, they'll tell you like, you know, fame is for the birds. I'd rather be normal. I can't do normal things. Like I was watching And it was silly. I think they just did it for TV, to be honest. But I was watching that in the new Kardashian show, and the mom and Kylie went into the grocery store. They said they wanted to do normal things. And the things that they were getting geeked up about that were normal, I was like, are y'all just doing this for TV? Because who likes to pump their gas? Who wants to go to the grocery store? But maybe for them, and I don't know their lives like that, it was just watching a show, but maybe for them, that's something so simple that they haven't been able to do on their own for so long that it was exciting for them. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it was for TV, if it was really what they wanted to do. Who knows? We don't know. But needless to say, the things that we can possibly be taking for granted because we're not just being patient, we're not being thankful, we're not being we're not honoring ourselves in this space, in this season, in this time, because we have our entire lives. If God says the same, if our purpose is meant to keep thriving and keep going in that direction, then it's going to be there. If God has placed it in your heart and your mind, if God allowed you to see the vision, if God allowed you to see where you could possibly go, then it's possible. It's possible. You know, they say that the imagination is faith's upcoming attractions. Like, all you have to do is have faith and keep working to where you want to be. You know, they say faith without works is dead. Can you repeat what your friend said? I missed it. So basically, my friend is just really in a space where she has a lot of money, but she has a lot of things going on. And the things that she was telling, and I don't want to tell her business because I'm not in the business of spilling tea. It's her personal life. But she was basically saying, she was just basically expressing all of the stressors she had going on in her life. She had this going on and this going on and this going on and this going on. And although she has the money to solve most of these problems, they didn't negate the problems from going away. You know, sometimes we get in our minds that, oh, if I had $1 million, I'd be straight. Like, I wouldn't have no worries, you know. And needless to say, the money may be great, right? We're always going to strive to get the money and to be better and to be prosperous. But on the flip side of that, can we handle the responsibilities that come with it? And if you get it, then that means yes, right? If God blesses you with it, that means you're ready for it. However, you have to still take you still have to be mindful and do what you do every day, because he can't go in and mess with your free will. But needless to say, it just made me, when she was speaking about everything she had going on, I prayed for her, but I was thankful that I was like, okay, God, I see why I don't have certain things, because that would drive me crazy. That would probably put me over the edge. You know, everybody's tolerance and level of stuff is just very different. So Dia says, yes, I'm trying to enjoy what I have while trying to get more at my own pace. And that's basically what it is. It's like enjoying where we are now, right? Enjoying your friends, your family, even your money. I don't care if it's a little or a lot. Being a good steward and being okay with what we have while we continue to strive, because we never want to put our happiness or our just light in a different zone, right? Because we don't know if we're going to get there. And if you put your mind in like, well, I'll be happy and I'll be successful when I get this, then every time you get it, it's not going to fulfill you the same. You guys, I'm around a lot of wealthy people nowadays, and they all say the same thing. They're like, no amount of money, experiences, or things are going to penetrate your soul and fulfill you as much as be following your purpose, following your journey, following and doing the things that really make you happy on the inside, all the little things that we talk about. So not to say to not go for the money. We always go, you know, we got to strive and get to the bag, get to the money. But what we can't do is put our happiness and delay our enjoyment of life and being thankful for what we have, because we're continuing to strive with something that's in our mind. Because when you can get there and still be unfulfilled, not to say do not go there. We're going to go there. We're going to, you know, do what we have to do to grow our portfolios, to grow our stocks, to save our money. But we don't want to hold our happiness in this idealistic, futuristic space. Because once it's gonna happen. If God placed it in your heart and your mind, and if it's for you, it's gonna happen. But what happens if you get there and it doesn't feel the way that you thought it was gonna feel? Have y'all ever had like I could say this about like material things. Have you guys ever wanted a bag or wanted maybe electronic, maybe a phone or an iPad or maybe a car, maybe an apartment, maybe a house? And although, you know, it was great, how long did that high last? You know, how long did the enjoyment last? I can't say though for the house. I'm still exceptionally excited about my house. I can't say that. It's been a year now. But I think because it took 2 years to get it and I was working towards it is why I was okay. But I wasn't placing my happiness in the home, I guess you can say. It was just a goal of mine. I was happy in my apartment. I liked my apartment. You know, I kept my apartment decent, you know, and clean. And I worked out of my apartment. And I enjoyed where I lived. So I think that maybe that's what it is. So it's okay to enjoy what you have while striving for more. But when I got my bags and my Louis and all of that stuff, and I got my red bottoms and I sat there, and that's why I'm not really materialistic and I don't have a whole lot of like designer and things like that, because the few items I did get, they were cool. They were nice. But at the end of the day, it was just a bag. At the end of the day, I could put stuff in this tote just like I could put in the other tote. You know, I could do this the same way I could do this. I drive this car just the same way I drove any other car. So I definitely challenge anybody, if you're going through it, if you're like, dang, where is my blessing? Why haven't I gotten this yet? Just be excited and ecstatic for the future. However, enjoy your life right as it is, because you possibly don't have all that stress that you may have down the road. You possibly don't need a team and a CPA and a lawyer and all of those things right now. And it's just you, and you can manage it yourself. So I highly recommend just stopping and smelling the roses and taking your time. It is okay to just be at your own pace and just go with the flow and not get things right and not rush the process. You know, it's okay to be like, you know what? I'm okay with just being the girlfriend. I'm okay with just being the fiance. I'm okay. Not to say that has to last forever. I'm not saying be stagnant. What I am saying is I'm challenging just the contentment and the happiness in the moment, because life is going to continue to go regardless, right? Life is going to continue to move forward regardless. So yeah, that's inevitable. So we might as well keep striving. We might as well keep climbing inch by inch, but it's okay to like take your time versus trying to shoot up the mountain. In my personal opinion, because you can shoot up there and maybe you're not ready for the views. How are you going to get down? You know, and not to be, I don't like, and I do that often and I apologize. Like, I don't try to like put fear into people. That's not my thing, but I always think about the opposite side. You can tell me, I'm like, okay, but what about this? So I ain't trying to project. I learned there's nothing better than the present. Absolutely. Because it's one thing that we can never get back. The present and every time my honey leaves the house, you got to give me a kiss, because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't assume that everything is just going to be okay. So I try to, as much as possible, be very thankful for the little moments I have and to be exactly where I am. Amber says, yes, learning, figuring out its own beauty. Love that. I literally was just thinking about this. This live is confirmation. Yes. Angel says, imagination is everything. Those thoughts and dreams are to be actualized. Absolutely. 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 I love that Angel said that. Absolutely. We want to keep striving. We want to keep going to those goals and the things that we see in our mind. However, we don't want to. I'm going to have a very interesting interview very, very soon. I'm super excited because I will say this, right? What I don't want us to do is miss out on a beautiful blessing because we have it in our minds and fixated in our minds what we want. So on Monday, I have an interview with a young lady named Kyra. She was actually on Anthony O'Neill's podcast, and her husband did their entire wedding for $400. And she vlogged the entire thing. I actually shared a couple of her videos on my community page. You guys check her out and let me know if you guys have any questions that you guys want me to ask her personally. If you want to do that before Monday evening, just email them to me at brittanythehost@gmail.com. And I will go ahead. So it's just brittanythehost@gmail.com and just put questions for Kyra in the subject. And I'll look through those and see if there's any questions that you guys have. But I did watch her her content. And one thing she did was that she had to mourn the idea that she wanted this elaborate wedding. And I actually have friends in this situation. That's very interesting that we're talking about that. Sometimes we can miss out on our blessings because we're trying to get it exactly how we want it in our minds. And we've been talking about delaying gratification and delaying certain things. And one thing that she had to do was put aside what she wanted in her mind and kind of went with the more inexpensive route so she and her husband now can get married. Because a lot of people will put off their weddings and put off their engagements and put off, you know, a lot of things because they want it to be a certain way and they want to spend a certain amount of money. But the goal for her and her husband, which you guys will find out in our interview, and she's already done interviews, their main goal was just to be married. They were like, well, are we going to delay what God told us to do because we want things a certain way? And I see that a lot, right? I see, you know, us women, we're big and lofty, right? Oh, I got to have this and I got to have this and I got to have this. And when I say her wedding came out beautifully and it looked like they had a lot of fun from her vlogs and things like that. And she, in her vlogs, what I loved is she was very transparent about having to not settle, I don't want to say settle, but having to change her mind about things. It was hard for her. She cried and she was just like, man, I'm just having a moment of, you know, I wanted this, but now I'm getting this. But what she chose was beautiful. Her husband bought his tux from Boohoo. She bought her dress from Shein. They looked amazing. The site was beautiful. It was free. They did all of these amazing things for under $500. Her ring was beautiful. His ring was beautiful. And they didn't break the bank. And sometimes we can get our minds fixated on, I want it to be just like this, right? But if we kind of clear out the deck a little bit and make room for God, what does God say? What does he want for us to do? What does he want? Not to say that he doesn't want us to have weddings, but if he wants you to be married and you don't have that budget right now, why can't you just get married and delay and have the big wedding later? Not to say that you can't have it, not to say that you can't have everything you want, but if you don't have the cash for it right now, why delay such a precious, beautiful, cemented relationship under God? Because really that's what we're doing. We're telling God, thank you, and praying to God and sacrifice, not sacrificing, but basically taking an oath to God that we're going to be with this person till death do us part, right? And if God told them to be married, that was their number one focus, was like, God told us we wanted to be married. And she didn't want to live with him before they got married. So she was like, we have to do this. And they were both in agreement. And I know people who are willing, like their guys are willing to get married, but the women are fixated on having a wedding a certain way. I also have friends who went ahead and just got married. And now they're having their wedding later. So it's just really like, are we going to delay the things God wants us to do because things aren't perfect or we don't have everything right or it doesn't look like how we want in our mind? Or are we willing to adjust a little bit, just a little bit, you know, make a little sacrifice in order to facilitate what God has for our lives? That's what I did want to say. Deidis is very true. You get used to things you want and then you want more. Absolutely. And that's human nature. Like, it's in our human spirit to always want more. We're naturally wired to not be satisfied because it's our survival mechanism. So we have to reprogram our minds and tell our subconscious, like, okay, I'm happy right now. I'm okay. I can delay that. I can wait. I'm good in this season. You have to tell yourself, because naturally, as human beings, we always want more. We always want more. It's like a kid with a toy. You ever gave a kid a toy for Christmas and then a week later he wants something else? And you'd be like, hold on, I just gave you all of this stuff and now you want more? We are the same. We're wired the exact same. So we have to tell our conscious and our subconscious that, hey, it's okay. I'm good right now. I'm going to keep striving, but I'm good right now. Shamber says, once you imagine in your dreams and write it out, it then will be a reality because you see it. And when you work towards it, it will look and look at it daily. You'll get closer every time. Get closer because you believe. I love that. Yes, absolutely needed to hear this. Thank you. What up, Johnny? Good information to start my day. Absolutely. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Yes, I remember when you spoke about your LV Neverfull and your red bottoms in your BMW, saying you enjoyed them, but it wasn't a necessity. Absolutely. I've actually made videos on what I wish I wouldn't have spent my money on. And although I still have all of these things, maybe not that exact car, but I did have that car for a very long time. I enjoy the things. And that's the thing. I do want to say this. It's okay to want the things. It's okay to say, you know what? I want a Louis Vuitton bag one day, even though I heard the quality is crapping out. So just be careful. I heard the quality isn't the same as it was a few years ago. Even though you can want the red bottoms, like I still wear these to this day. I didn't kill them back then. I rarely wore them, actually. I rarely wore them. So I probably got a deal from purchasing them way back then till now. And I still enjoy driving my BMW. I really do. However, I wish I would have done it backwards. I wish I would have started simpler because I got all of these things in the beginning of my career. I still have them now, but I got them when I was in my 20s. I did not need a BMW back then. I did not need red bottoms back then. I'm glad I got it when I got it. I can't lie. I'm not going to sit up here in front. I am happy I got my Neverfull when I did because they're a lot more expensive now. But I will say the way I went about it wasn't really smart. I kind of cleared out my savings to get that bag. And that's never okay. And I think I put a couple of the other items on my credit card, which is not okay. So the way I went about buying the Neverfull or the Louis Vuitton bag was not a necessity. I did not need a BMW that stage in my career. I should have got a Honda. I should have got something way more economically feasible. I would have paid it off. I never ended up paying off this car. I had to trade it in. Just economically, it just wasn't smart that I got those things, right? And the red bottoms sat in my closet for years. I rarely wore them until recently. So it's really on, you can have the things, but are they smart to have in this season? Are they worth having right now? How are you paying for them? The only thing in this list that was okay was the red bottoms because I paid those with cash. And so I didn't have any debt, but I think I also went into my savings for those at the time. You know what I mean? See, just not making responsible decisions with my money. But that's when I was a lot younger. I had it at the time when I bought all this stuff, I had it. So, you know, it's just really up to you, but it's how we buy things and how we accumulate these things. But they were not a necessity. Do I like these things? Yeah, I think everybody, it's okay to like luxury. It's okay to want a nice bag. But at the end of the day, it's not important to break your bank, go into your savings to keep up with the Joneses or anything like that. I really bought these things because I really liked them at the time and I really wanted them. And I hadn't bought, except for another BMW, I think I bought another one. But needless to say, I hadn't bought anything since then, because I just didn't see the need to. But everybody's different. Good morning. Hope a hug and a kiss. Dope. Well said. No, absolutely. He gets a kiss from me every time he leaves the house because you never know. I don't play them games. Okay. You're always going to be a better person than you were in the past since we continuously grow in different ways. If we continue to work on ourselves, Melindy, that is very true. But some people do not work on themselves. So we have to continue to work on ourselves and continue to grow and continue to pray and continue to read and continue to be better. And you don't know what the future holds. So I try to enjoy the present. I love that. But yes, you will. If you are a person that is present, and you know what you want for yourself, you will always continue to grow and continue to strive and be better. 100%. Life is short and the future is dark. So enjoy every single second of life. I hope the future isn't dark. I'm going to be a little bit more optimistic and say that the future is bright. Hopefully, it's just really dark things that are going on. But if you look at history, dark things have always happened. We just have to stay as positive as we can, love each other as much as we can. You know, if you guys got kids, hug your kids and kiss them and tell them you love them every single day. Your spouses, your significant others, hug them and kiss them and tell them you love them every single day, because we do not know what life has for us. we do not know when, you know, the next thing. Every time I see my friends or my family, I love you is what I say, because you just never know. And focus on what my advantages are right now. I love that. Danny says, keep everything simple. I don't believe in expensive weddings because most of them end in divorce. Well, I will say I disagree. I don't think all of them end up in divorce. But because my friend had a beautiful wedding and her husband are still happily married. And it was years ago in Chicago. And that was one of my favorite weddings because that wedding was so authentic and so fun. But they had been together for a little bit. So I think you pay for what you can afford. Let's just say that. I have another friend that had a beautiful wedding her anniversary is coming up on Juneteenth. But she had a beautiful wedding. When I say the food was good, she looked bomb. The place was bomb. Everything was bomb. The thing about it was, though, that they could afford what they paid for. They paid for everything out of pocket and it was cash. So here's the thing. When you want certain things, if you want the bag, if you want the wedding, if you want the car, it's okay to have. God didn't say that we could come here and look at everybody else with nice stuff and we can't have it. Just live within your means. If you do not have it at the time, then you just got to settle for something in the short term until you get it. You know, it's okay to have the bag. It's okay to buy the Louis bag. It's okay to have the, because you ain't killing nobody. We ain't out here selling our bodies and doing crazy things for the stuff. But just make sure you can afford the stuff that you buy. That's it. As long as you have the cash and your savings is straight, your emergency savings are straight, your investments are straight, your bills are straight, then you can go and drop the money on the things. Then it's okay. Then there's no heaviness. There's no worry. You don't have to worry about a credit card bill. I say the same thing about vacations. I have never put a vacation on credit. I've been on plenty in my life. I took myself to Jamaica all cash. I took myself in a 7-day cruise all cash. Any place I go, I make sure I pay with cash. So when I come back from my trip, there's not this burden of credit card debt on me. I know that there are a lot of influencers and people online talking about, oh, business credit and credit and credit and credit and credit and credit. And credit is great if you know how to use it and if you have the cash flow to pay it off. But if you're not bringing in the cash and you rack up all this credit card debt, you've just now increased your debt and increased the interest on top of that. So in order for us to listen to these things that people are telling us, make sure you're in a financial space and you're set up in the space to do it. There's nothing wrong with having the things. There's nothing wrong with using it if you know how to use it properly. You just need to make sure that it's not going to kill you, your savings isn't going to dwindle, and you're not going to be in a financial hole for one day. So it's up to you, but I would not, I disagree, because people don't get married to be divorced for the most part, but I get what you mean. Shamber says, in all honesty, I want a big one just because the movies had a set out that way. And now I'd rather spend a lot of money on a honeymoon and go out of the country. I think that experiences are the best, to be honest. But it's really up to you. I want a simple one. If you want a big one, just make sure you can afford it and pay for it properly and not go into debt. It's not worth going into debt or breaking the bank or stressing out for a wedding. It's not. Without faith, without magic, without imagination, without God, you can't have reality. Oh, I love that, Edwin. That was beautiful. I seen the couple and I think it was on TikTok. I think it was too. Funny you mentioned that, because I'm doing that big wedding later. Wow, this is a huge confirmation for sure. Then prayers be before the live just allows God to speak through you. Love it. Thank you. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. How are you? Danny says, marriage is a commitment. You marry until you die. Once you got kids, you get your feelings out of the way, get your feelings about yourself out. It's about your kids. The father and the mother love goes 100% to the kids. Danny, I disagree. Oh, I disagree. I don't know if you're married. I don't know if you've seen this. This is a marriage that's set up for disaster. And I'll say that because this is what marriage counselors will tell you not to do. yes, you have to put your kids in the mix, right? But if you put yourself last and you put your spouse last, then you don't have a marriage. You're just co-parenting in the same home at that point. I challenge anybody out there that is married not to do this. I think this is a recipe for disaster. And this is when couples say, I don't know who I married anymore. This is when couples say, we don't spend no time together. This is when couples say, this is when the man feels neglected. This is when the woman lets herself go. This is not okay. I have to disagree, Danny. I don't know if you're married. And if this is your marriage, my bad. I'm not trying to talk down on nobody, but this is bad advice. This is not right. You cannot put your kids 100% first, because then what's the point of being married? You might as well have been co-parents. If you're going to put the kids 100% first, 100%, meaning before you and before your spouse, the Bible doesn't tell us to do this. The Bible does not tell you to do this. So I disagree. I'll say for me and mine, this is not the marriage I'm going to have. Yes, my kids are going to be important. Yes, they're going to be thought of. Yes, they're going to be put in the equation, but I'm not putting my kids first. I'm not putting first, you got to take care of yourself. And this is advice that I've heard from marriage counselors, from people who are married, women who are married, who did this and lost themselves. My mentor told me like this, very successful woman, married twice, two amazing men. She wrote a book about it. It's great. Y'all go check it out. As girl, I'm not tripping. I'm depressed. Okay. Go check that book out. It's really, really good. Anywho, she told us like this, women, put yourselves first. And the reason why you have to put yourself first is, what is the point of dressing your kids with the latest and the greatest, but you look like a scrub? You have to go out there and get the money. Or this, let's bring it back. If you have one apple, and it's between you and your kids. She says, most women would say, I'm going to give the apple to my children, right? Just one apple. You can't split it. You can't cut it up. You just give them one apple. These were her words, my mentor. She said, if I give my child the apple, I die. Who's going to take care of my child? She was like, no, what I do is I eat the apple. Then I go out there and get more for my children and then bring it back to them. You have to replenish and nourish yourself first. So then you can give to your spouse and you can give to your children. But if you just give, that's how we get burnt out mommies. That's how we get women who feel unappreciated. That's how we get postpartum depression to 100th power after, you know, with the hormones and things like that. That's how we get unfulfilled marriages where men say, I was not a factor. This is horrible advice. So whoever told you this, Danny, I pray that this is not what you're going through. But whoever told you this, this is absolutely no. And I don't even got kids. I ain't doing that, because I might as well be a co-parent. I might as well have been a single mom having a baby with somebody else. And then we put the kids first. This is horrible advice. So it's up to y'all how you want to run your household. But I will say this recipe has for centuries and decades has been proven to not work for nobody, not the kids, not the husband and not the wife, because you end up having spoiled brats who then see their parents not love each other and trickle away. No, you got married first. You put yourself first, then your spouse, and then your children. You have to take care of you, because if you don't take care, I tell you what, you start putting all your energy in your kids and you start looking like a crumb bum, that man's eyes is going to be like, this is not the woman I married. This is not what I signed up for. Ladies, men, get married and pray that their women don't change. Women tend to get married and praying that their men do change. Men want exactly who they married. So if you were beautiful, if you were putting yourself together, if you were putting time into your look and you're vibrant and you're, he wants that same person forever. He doesn't want you to have kids and then now you looking like a little grandma and your kids look amazing. No, that recipe does not work. I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've watched it. Women have given advice against this 110%. Do not do this. So I hope that's not your situation. Not talking down on anybody. But if you have a situation like this, you might want to talk to your spouse and be like, hey, we got some changes to make. And ask them if they're happy. If you're doing this, ask your spouse, are you happy with how our relationship is? I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it, Danny. I don't think that's it. He said, interesting. I'm 22 and I really want a Tesla or a BMW, but I was honestly should wait because it's not for me in this season. I should start off small, maybe get a Nissan or a Honda and work my way up. Absolutely, Shamber. If I could go all over again and start 22, I would now make sure the car is safe. I went and dumbed down to all the way to a Nissan from my BMW. That Nissan felt like a piece of paper that can crumble in the wind. Make sure your car is safe. But make sure it's affordable and that you can pay it off if you have to take a car note. And if you can get a car in cash, even better. Then you don't have a car note. Then your insurance is cheaper. And you're married, so your insurance is going to be even more cheaper. And then when you become a doctor, then you can get the Tesla and the BMW. Then it's just like, well, girl, I got it now because I'm a doctor. I would say wait because you're going to need that car to take you to and from class and to and from work. Y'all, when you guys are young like this, you do not need to go out and buy these luxury vehicles. They're expensive. And not only is your car note expensive, I'll tell you guys, when I made that video about my luxury car that year, I was paying $575 for my car note, which is ridiculous. And I was paying, because I was living in New York, another $300 and something dollars for insurance. And so I was paying dang near $1,000 a month. Oh, that because it wasn't included in the gas. I had to put premium gas in it. For anybody that drives a BMW, y'all know that, or drives a foreign car, so to speak, you know that. And when I say foreign, I mean like in the luxury category. People are like, well, Hondas are foreign. I know, but hear me out. And then I was damn near spending like $1,000. And then I was still buying train tickets because I was taking the train to and from class sometimes. So I was spending about $1,000 a month on transportation. Ridiculous. If I would have just had a paid off Honda or a paid off Toyota, something reliable, then I would have saved so much more money. I would have so much more spending money. I put a lot of money into that car, just down the drain. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Just wait until you have the cash or you can get the one you want, or really the car and the maintenance is nothing to you. But no, and you do have when you buy them brand new, you do have a maintenance coverage for a certain amount of time, which is great. But once it's up, you have to pay all that stuff out of pocket. And BMWs are one of the most expensive, one of the most expensive vehicles to fix. Once they're fixed properly, they're great, but it takes a lot. I spent over $2,000 with maintenance. Another time I spent $1,200 on maintenance. Y'all, those are very expensive cars to fix when you do not have a warranty. So anybody that wants one, not to tell you don't get one, just wait. Wait until you are in a financial place where everything aligns and makes sense and you can afford it without blinking, then you can get one. But if you're still on the rise and you're still trying to work it out and figure out your life and everything, just delay it. They're not going nowhere. They just gonna make even better one by the time you can afford it. There's no rush. And if you get an old BMW, you're gonna be in the shop a lot. Speaking from experience, y'all. Hey, Shador over here having a whole self-reflection season with us. I'm here for it. Danny says, I am a minimalist. Small is good. It is manageable to maintain my stability. Absolutely. And that's the most important part, is maintaining what we have and strive for more, but be happy and thankful and blessed to be exactly where we are now. Good morning, Chad. How are you? KB says, I had a big wedding, but our goal was if we can't have it paid off by the day of our wedding, we won't have it. I love that. And that's how you do it. That same as my friend. She had a big, beautiful wedding, but she had it paid off by the time her wedding came. That is it. If you can afford it, go for it. Everybody's pockets is different. Everybody, you know, shoot, some people's parents may pay. Some people, you don't know. Everybody's pockets are different. So I love that KB said this, though. They paid it off. But say if you don't have it and you want to get married, then don't delay your wedding because you can't afford it and put it off 2 and 3 years to have this wedding that nobody really cares about but y'all, to be honest. Especially if people go to a lot of weddings, y'all, they don't care. They're just happy that y'all are married and in love. That's it. That wedding is for y'all. And then people waste time making the weddings about other people. Interesting. Percy says, good morning. Good morning, Percy. I don't have kids, but I hear a lot of moms say it's not about you anymore. I never agreed with that because I still have a life to live to my happiness. I agree. Now, I will say that you have to make sacrifices that you never had to make before. You have to put your, you have to think about your kids and put them first in certain situations. Like if you have a child and you want to go to Miami and there's nobody to watch your kid, yes, your kid goes first. Like you can't be like, all right, I'm out going to Miami and there's nobody to watch your child. So that, yes, you do have to put your child first in certain instances, but it cannot be 100% about them and you forget yourself. You become miserable. I've seen this with my own eyes, y'all. I've seen it in front of me time and time again where I'm just like, what happened? And the person, the mom, her kids are taken care of. They look great. The hair is done. The shoes, they got the jet. But they look freaking miserable. Miserable. I don't care. I don't want kids that bad. No. If I'm going to be miserable to say I'm a good mom, I don't want kids that bad. And I think that there is a good, healthy balance. I think that there is a good, healthy balance. You can also feed into yourself while also having children. But yes, there are certain things where, yes, your kids have to come first. Like if you want to go out and you don't have a babysitter, you got to stay home. Your life does alter. So I'm not going to sit here and say that you can't, you know, you have to put your kids first in certain things. But I disagree that you have to look like a crumb bum in order to be a good mom. I don't think you do. Let's see. I only got $600 left as of today to pay off my car. Edwin, that when you don't have to pay that car note no more, you're going to be like, "Ooh, look at this little extra money I get to save or spend on myself." You're going to love it. You always have to set time for yourself and each other. I've learned date nights are very important in the marriage. She's married. And time for the kids because y'all were here before them. That's not good. And she Amber's married, y'all. And see, Danny says the husband and the wife love is for us, one another. But keep this in mind. I am a father to my kids and she is a mother to her kids. Wait, are you guys different? Wait, Danny, you a man? Y'all, if y'all don't tell me what your genders are, I don't know. Okay, so Danny, you're a father. And yeah, you can be a great, but you know what? I will say this though. Let's talk about that. Since you're a father, Danny, I will say this. Fathers do not have the same type of, from my preview, from what I see, from my vision vantage point, men don't have the same pressures as women when it comes to their children. So if it seems like it's a burden on the wife, maybe the husbands need to come in and step up a little bit more. Because I don't see, and this is just from my purview, from the marriages and the, I see fathers that are present. I will say that. I don't see, my friends don't have kids with just random, you know, and there's no shade to anybody that made a mistake. Hello, I'm one of them by the grace of God. Hello. I'm not saying anybody that made a mistake and they just, you know, whatever, but my friends that are married that have children, they have very present fathers in their lives. But when kids are little, for the most part, the majority of the responsibility goes to the mother. So it's very different. So I can understand why that seems that way. But I really do challenge you guys to not put them solely first, but to make time for yourselves too, because that's very important. But like Shamber said, date nights, let me go back to Shamber's post, date nights and all of that are extremely important. And even while you're dating, even like I'm not married yet, but date nights are still important for us because we got 50,000 things going. We got business. And if we don't spend time together in those instances, you can be two people in the night. Hey, how was your day, honey? Great. Did you learn? Yeah. Like we have to really take time to see how each other is, even though we live together. I still don't, you know, we'd be two ships in the night. Let's see. She Amber says, if you do that, you'll lose yourself. And this may be the reason people or females say I found myself after I got my breakup or divorce, because they lost themselves with having kids or without kids. I agree. I agree 100%. A lot of women lose themselves. Men don't do that. Men, you don't ever hear a man saying, I lost myself. Men don't have that issue. Women, when we give it all. And a lot of women go through this. So I challenge women out there, if you do have children, do not do that to yourself. Make time for yourself. Prioritize yourself. Of course, you're going to love your kids. Of course, you're a good mother. Of course, they're going to have but don't do it at the extent of you don't have your son walking around in the latest and greatest or your daughter walking around in the latest and greatest and you look like somebody's grandma. Don't do that to yourself. You were beautiful before you had them kids. You're still beautiful. Just put that energy into yourself too. Because I don't know. Let me tell y'all this, moms. You do not get a standing ovation in life because you've poured every single ounce of yourself into your children. All you're going to be is disappointed because nobody values you. Nobody's going to see it and your kids aren't going to care. That's the norm. Mom is always poured into us and given us everything. So that's the norm. So they're not going to be appreciative. Does that make sense? And people are really going to feel bad for you more than they are going to praise you because they see what you're doing to yourself. It's self-inflicted. For whatever reason in society, I don't know what they've done to put all this pressure on moms to make y'all feel like y'all have to be these perfect beings with these perfect kids and these perfect, but nobody's going to give you a standing ovation because you've poured everything into your children and nothing for yourself. For anything, they're going to pity you. And I'm saying this from the outside looking in because I've seen it so many times and I just be like, I feel so bad for that mama because she has no idea what she's doing to herself. So I know I don't got kids. I know. And y'all can get me together when I do, but I'm being very intentional to say, hopefully now, you never know because things can change. I'm not saying never say never, but I pray that y'all mamas out there are giving time for yourself. You're taking time for yourself. You are giving yourself these breaks and this attention. And I understand you can't put yourself first all the time, but sometimes it's okay to do it sometimes. It's okay to do it sometimes. And even if your kids are little and you can't do that right just yet, you know, eventually. But I see mamas with 2 and 3 little ones and they still be dressing. They still be looking good. They still take care of themselves. They still make sure that they present themselves in a certain way. So it's up to you. But I would hate for you to pour and have nothing left for yourself. And now we looking like a little scrumped up old little lady and your kids look great. Nobody's going to give you standing ovation, unfortunately. You have to prioritize yourself and your spouse to have a successful marriage and the great environment in the home. If we as the parents aren't good, the kids won't be. Kids see it. Kids will see everything. Kids see when you're unhappy. Kids see when you're miserable. Kids see when you guys fight. Kids see the attitude and the energy. If you guys don't like each other, the kids know. They're not going to say anything when they get older. They might say something. They know when y'all don't like each other. They know when y'all are having hard times. Kids are very smart. We just don't give them enough credit. Kids see everything. I never said put the kids first. I don't mean daycare. Don't care for yourself or one another. Yes. Okay, good. But the reason why I had to make that statement, Danny, is because I see so many people that do think like that. And they do put their kids first to the extreme. And it's not good for them. It's not good. Percy says, I was irresponsible with money in my 20s, but I think I had to go through that now to appreciate money. Yes, but if we can prevent the young ones from doing it, let's do that. So they don't have to learn that mistake. We've all done it, but why do we keep we can't keep making the same mistakes. We can't keep allowing the generations under us to make those mistakes when we know better, right? So we just have to tell them, hey, don't do it. Take my advice. I know it looks cool, but don't do it. And thank you, She Amber. Aqua says, I agree. Paid my car off in 2020. Ooh, congratulations, girl. Carmela says, I am 30 and never owned a car. They sure are a huge expense, but I've been lucky to never need one. I live and work in the city and very walkable area. Yes, you're giving great advice. Thank you. You are blessed, Carmela. You are blessed. But you know what's crazy? Even in cities like New York, depending on where you lived, because I used to live deep in Brooklyn, although there were 2 trains next to me and I took them all the time, I still needed a car. Like when it snowed, who was going to school in the snow? Not me. So thankfully I had a car, but I was trying to get rid of it. Y'all couldn't, but I was thankful that I had it. Dane says, I really love the move you make to get more value in life, Britt. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate that. Let's see. Finishing up y'all's comments. How to actually figure out life. I am 26. Mom passed away January 3rd. I'm so sorry. and I'm losing it. It is a struggle to get back on track. I'm so sorry, Gabby. Gabby, try to go see a grief counselor or therapist right away, because that is such an extreme loss. And I'm so sorry that happened to you. But make sure, you just have to go get help. It's okay to say, I'm so happy that you've come to the conclusion that you're like, look, I'm not okay. And that is a beautiful space to be in. So now you just got to find some help. Look up and research grief counselors in your area. You definitely need therapy. You got to go to therapy, Gabby, to make sure that you are working through this in the most healthy way. It is okay not to be okay. It is okay to be sad and feel all your feels, but you'll need somebody with expertise to help you work through that. I wish I was a therapist, because I'd be like, girl, come on, I got you. I am not, unfortunately. But if anybody has any recommendations via the internet that she can research, I see you guys were already helping, but please give her some encouraging words. Gabby, we're praying for you. I'm so sorry for your loss, but grief counseling is the best option, so somebody can help you through that process. I'm so sorry. Brandy says, yes, I paid off my car years ago. Car notes plus insurance is expensive with these gas prices. It's a lot. Yes. Aqua says, I say get married at a courthouse and have a small reception party. Hello. Same. Yes. Okay. Get married at the courthouse and have a small reception. Saves a lot. Absolutely. That's the plan. She said, Danny, you, I didn't know, y'all. I don't know. Cause if y'all don't have pictures, if you guys don't have, if you guys don't mention your gender, I don't know. So I thought Danny was a girl for a minute. So, hey, Danny, what's up, Danny? Angel says true. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Today I'm celebrating my 17th anniversary. Congratulations, Angel. And it's work. Ooh, yes. I subscribe to being fulfilled and whole as a person first, then I'm pouring into others. I don't have kids now, but when I do, this is my goal. I'm going to try as much as possible. I do feel like I'm going to be an overbearing mother, but I try. I'm going to try my best to continue to put myself at least, you know, most of the time, because you're already sacrificing so much as a parent. No, you're good. You're already sacrificing so much as a parent that I think that you owe it to yourself just to take time, some mommy time. Moms, if you guys have kids that are at a certain age and they can read numbers, hey, mommy's having some mommy time right now because I give to you so much. Come back to me when the clock says 1001 or whatever you feel. My sister used to do that with the nieces and nephews and kids, and it worked for her. Mommy needs some mommy time. You cannot disturb mommy. And if they do come, because they're going to come, it's mommy time right now. Come back when I said to come back, you know, and kids are very resilient. They will figure it out. My mom used to do that to me. Hey, I need a little me time. Go and entertain yourself until this time, and then I'll get you whatever you need. So it's just articulating and understand that your children have the capacity to understand, especially at a certain age. If they're over the age of like 7, you definitely can do that. If they're under the age of 7, then you need your spouse. Hey, I need a break. Come get these kids. Hey, I need a break. Yes. But the book, It's Okay, You're Not Okay, is a great comfort. Helped me get through when my boyfriend passed away in 2019. Oh, I'm so sorry. Good morning, Vanessa. But yes, so I don't know if she's still on here, but Gabby, this is a book recommendation for you. It's Okay, You're Not Okay. So we try that one, get some grief counseling. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your healing through this time. And I'm so, so sad that that happened to you. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We will not have a morning motivation on Monday because it is a holiday. It is Memorial Day. So I hope you guys enjoy your day off. For those of you who have a day off, and for everybody else, I will see you guys on Tuesday. Be blessed. Remember to be just encouraged and in love where you are right now, because there is a reason for the season. And keep striving, keep going for your goals, but just know God has you right where you're supposed to be, because you're supposed to be here in this moment, okay? You guys have a beautiful and great blessed weekend. I will catch you guys on Tuesday. Bye, y'all.